Let's talk about the B.C. Clark jingle, because it became such a famous jingle.
It did, and it took a while to recognize how famous it was. It went on the air in 1956. The commercial was about a sale of jewelry before Christmas, which was unheard of in the jewelry business, but that's what it was. So we went on the air on Thanksgiving Day with the jingle. 5 years later, I went to BC and I said, you know, the lyrics are still good, but the music's getting a little dated. We ought to change the music. So we did. 5 years after it started, we went on the air with a new version. By noon Friday, we had to go back to the original one. So many calls came in. Where's our jingle? Where's our jingle? Where's our jingle? The new one didn't take. We had to go back to the old one. That was almost positive proof to me that we had a winner. The final chapter was when my youngest daughter came home from first grade the last day before Christmas. That would have been about 1966 or something. You know, you're always excited to talk about your kids. What did you do for Christmas and all this? You know, we had this big party, and we gave the teacher a present, and we had cake and ice cream, and we exchanged Christmas cards, and we sang Christmas carols. Well, what did you sing? Well, we sang Silent Night, Jingle Bells, and Jewelry is the Gift to Give. So I thought, this is it. And I think now that this probably is the longest-running commercial in the United States of America.
Because here we are in 2009.
Past our 50th year.
And it still is running.
Still running.
In its original form?
Yes. One little thing wrong with it. Back in the early days of radio, you could run a little bit long on a commercial and not be caught, like 63 seconds instead of 60. That's what the commercial ran, and when science came in and it had to be flat 60 seconds, they looked for a way to cut it, and they cut out a chunk of it. The unfortunate thing is about a year after that, they had the technology to shrink the commercial. It was too late, and that little segment is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always hated that. It makes a little rough ending compared to the ending to that.
At the very outset, did you introduce the jingle to B.C. Clark?
Well, yes, but Al Finkel created it.
Yes, but then you ultimately brought it to the client.
Yeah, sure.
And did they immediately?
They loved it right off the bat. Yeah.
It's got
a little something in it that you wouldn't expect would be so popular, but it is.
It was even sung on the Jay Leno show.
Yeah, by Megan Mullally. Unfortunately, they played opposite the OU Penn State bowl game, which had ended by the time that was on, but people were still on the bowl station instead of when Jay Leno was on.
And that would have been in 2001.